Welcome to Dailyish, episode number 225 for December 1st, 2017. It is -7, feels like -13 outside, but this is not a weather podcast. It is, however, a U2 fan podcast of sorts. And today is Songs of Experience Day. It's the U2's new album has been released. It's out in the world, out on the iTunes. You can click the link in the show notes if you'd like to buy it, which you should. It's I'm about halfway through the album so far. I got interrupted by a little helper who's sitting beside me listening to some of the music on her, air quotes, her phone and headphones. And this is going to be a two-parter because I'm going to stop recording and finish listening to it and then come back to finish recording after I've finished listening to it, if that makes any sense. So no time will transpire for you, but potentially 45 minutes, 2 hours, who knows? I'm just going to apologize for skipping yesterday. Everybody can get a full refund on their coupons, their Cyber Monday coupons, because I missed yesterday's recording. For some reason, I just got busy with work and stuff, and so didn't get around to hitting the record button on yesterday's Dailyish. I hope you'll forgive me, and move on, move forwards. All right, I'll be back after I finish listening.
Because there's a lot of U2 albums out there. Why would anyone want another one?
All right, I'm back, having listened to the new album, Songs of Experience. And I won't bore you with a whole bunch of details right now. There'll be an U2 podcast coming next week where we do a full-on review discussion of the album. There'll be maybe a blog post I'm going to look to writing, sort of reviewing the album on my blog, chrisenz.com. And then I tweeted a bunch while I was listening to it as well. So twitter.com/@Chris, if you're curious about my thoughts. I will say, if you've heard any of the singles or stuff they've released, Get Out of Your Own Way, American Soul, You're the Best Thing About Me, and The Blackout are the four you may have heard in some form or another. The rest of the album is similar, but definitely has some different sounds than what you're, at least whatever you might associate with U2. There's a whole lot of different sort of sounds, sonically sounds, thematically. The whole album really feels like a cohesive unit in the way that they haven't really had since, I don't know, Achtung Babies, Europa era. It's not that, like, not the same theme as those albums, but just a sort of unifying vibe or theme that you get from listening to the record or when you're listening to the record. The standout track is actually one that's on the deluxe edition, Lights of Home, the St. Peter's String version. To me, is, I'm sure there's other songs that'll grow on me. Don't send me hate mail if you're a U2 fan, but there's Lights of Home is a track number 2 on the actual album, but then there's a sort of a different version of it on the deluxe edition. And that's the one I think that is going to stick with me the most so far anyways. But yeah, they do a lot of interesting callbacks to, like, obvious callbacks to the previous album, Songs of Innocence, in a way that is similar to what like a movie producer, Edgar Wright, or somebody, movie maker that might do, or literary folks would do, maybe poetry, that kind of thing. And it's based on sort of the idea of, I'm going to butcher it all here, but William Blake's book of poetry, Songs of Innocence, Songs of Experience, etc. Songs of Ascent is the next one. And so it's a common thing in that sense, but something that, I, at least from what we've seen from U2 fans, it's kind of like causing a bit of consternation and stuff, where like a whole chorus or a type of a chorus from a previous song is completely included in this next one. So it rings of like laziness or something like that, I guess, to some people. But to me, to my ears anyways, it's a brilliant way of invoking and referencing previous work within a new context, I guess, and sort of reminding you of where they were and where they are now. And then presumably someday, you know, if there's been talk anyways of a third album in this series, Songs of Ascent, would come out and sort of complete that idea. So yeah, there's a lot of, it's a fairly heavy album. If you dig into the lyrics and the liner notes that Bono wrote, go into a lot of explanation of it. There's a lot of reference in the liner notes and in his sort of talk and promotion of the album, of this incident, a health related incident that kind of took him to the to the edge, almost, as it were, no pun intended, and how that influenced where the songs and the lyrics sort of came from and what they changed to after that happened. Last Christmas was sort of the around the time frame for it, it seems. And so, it's life, death, joy, hope, love, all those kind of themes that penetrate a lot of what U2 writes about and sings about, but in a way that feels very personal. And like it's, like he has said, Bono said, kind of like going on and writing this as if it's the last album he had to write, or if he wasn't even going to be here to hear it being heard, played, etc., by friends and family. So there, I ended up doing a quick little mini review. I think it's worth getting. If you hated Songs of Innocence for some reason, it's completely different. Don't, sonically anyways, musically, it's a U2 record for sure, but don't use the past album as an indicator of this album. And if you haven't been a fan for a while, I think it's different enough that they take enough risks, I guess, musically, to take a chance on it yourself. If stuff like How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb or Beautiful Day, that kind of era of U2 was kind of like too poppy, too top 40 hit grabbing or attention seeking kind of music, this I think has elements of it that are different and sort of pull you in a different direction. Plus, Adam Clayton, the bass player, is phenomenal throughout in various ways, not just like obvious, you know, funky riff kind of stuff, but just in terms of the low end bass pedals and stuff that he's doing. Lots of fun to be had there, especially if you've got it on a good stereo, so, or headphones or whatever. All right, I'm going to go back and listen again, and hope you have a great day. Be sure to pick up the album. Link is in the show notes. And if you're a U2 fan or want to check out more what hardcore U2 fans are saying about it, be sure to follow the at U2 podcast, goodstuff.fm/ATU2 is where you can find all the details on that show if you're not already listening. Okay, hope you have a great day. Bye.